From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hezbollah now says that Sunni Islamic extremists are responsible for killing one of its top military commanders. Hezbollah said Saturday that its investigation revealed the explosion that killed Mustafa Badreddin was the result of artillery attacks by Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said it was not an Israeli airstrike, as was originally reported. Officials say the attack happened near the Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based monitoring group says there has been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Hezbollah has not said when the attack took place or when Badreddin died. Cameroon's government says multinational forces have arrested five of the Islamist group Boko Haram's leaders and freed dozens of captive women and children. The announcement came as Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari was hosting a summit to discuss regional security and strategies to fight Boko Haram. Buhari said that since he has been president, Boko Haram's influence in Nigeria has steadily declined.
Nigeria has been the main battleground. And do you know when we came in, Boko Haram is holding at least 40 local governments out of the 770 local governments we have. But now they are not holding any local government.
Boko Haram's current nearly seven-year insurgency has spilled beyond Nigeria's borders. Attacks in Cameroon, Chad, and Niger have killed at least 20,000 people and forced more than 2.6 million people to flee their homes, including 300,000 children. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces have retaken the Assad hospital in Deir al-Zor after Islamic State attacked it on Saturday in a dawn offensive by the militant group. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State had killed at least 35 members of the Syrian armed forces and detained some medical staff from the hospital. The fighting in and around the building also killed at least 24 Islamic State fighters, according to the observatory. Also Saturday, a car bomb explosion in northeastern Syria killed at least two people and wounded five others. Syrian state media reported five people were killed in the blast in the predominantly Kurdish town of Qamishlu. A suicide car bombing near a police training center in southern Afghanistan has killed three police officers. 12 other people, including at least one child, were wounded Saturday in Helmand province. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. Three people were killed and two dozen were wounded Saturday in a mass brawl at Moscow's largest cemetery. Witnesses said the fighting was sparked by rivalry between ethnic groups battling for control of the burial service business. Police and witnesses said about 200 people, some armed with guns and other weapons, took part in the clashes at the cemetery in southwest Moscow. More than 90 people were detained after police broke up the brawl. Moscow's city health department said three people were killed and 23 were hospitalized, four of them with serious injuries. President Barack Obama and hip-hop artist Macklemore joined forces in the president's weekly media address to call on the U.S. Congress to fund more treatments to fight opioid abuse. The Grammy Award-winning artist shared his own experience dealing with substance abuse and pleaded with anyone going through the same to seek help.
I know recovery isn't easy or quick, but along with the 12-step program, treatment has saved my life, and recovery works. We need our leaders in Washington to fund it and for people to know how to find it.
Mr. Obama added that while Congress passed several bills to help curb opioid addiction, without additional funding, they will have no effect.
This week, the House passed several bills about opioids, which is great, but unless they also make investments in more treatment, it won't get Americans the help that they need.
The United States represents only 5% of the global population, but Americans consume 80% of the world's supply of pain medication. And a Chinese special operations policeman has set the new world record for planking. Mao Weidong held the push-up-like position for 8 hours, 1 minute, 1 second. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.